This show is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Network. Hi, my name is Felice Gerwitz, and I'm the host of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Show. I've met some amazing godly people. The Lord put these people in my path, and I can't wait to introduce you. I invite you to connect with all of us on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network on Facebook. And now, let's get started.
Hi and welcome. My name is Felice Gerwitz, and I am here today with an interview I'm going to be doing with two of the show hosts for the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. And today with me is Fletch and Kendra. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us, Felice.
Well, I am excited because your show is going to be awesome, and this is actually Dr. Andy Fletcher and Kendra Fletcher. So, Fletch, why don't we start with you and your unusual first name, and then we'll go to your lovely wife, and she'll tell us a little bit about herself.
Yeah, Dr. Andy Fletcher, I'm talking to you from my dental office, but for years, people have been calling me Fletch. I was popular back in the 80s. You remember the 80s? I do.
Yes.
I was a child of the 80s, so the movie Fletch came out, it stuck, and so now I think every time Kendra introduces me as Fletch, it just has stuck with me.
Well, Kendra, tell us a little bit about yourself. You are married to the dentist, and you have many kids. So tell us a little bit about your family life.
We do. We somehow ended up with 8 kids, even though we started out saying we were only going to have 4. So
we somehow ended up with 8 kids? I think we're clear about that.
I can't remember. I'm getting too old. There's so many of them. So, yeah, we have 8 kids, and it's crazy busy and loud and super fun when we're all together. But there are also those moments where we think, oh, okay, we have a lot of kids here. And it's real life, which is what we wanted to share on our program coming up.
Yeah, and so both of you have blogs, and I'd like to talk about that, and Andy as well, with some podcasting that you have done. So tell us about your blog.
Well, about, 1995, my first dental gig was on a reservation up in Northern California. I was working for the Indian Health Sciences, and I wrote a email home every week, and I just happened to call it the Mango Times because my email address was Mango Andy. And when I got home, someone taught me how to put that online, and that started the Mango Times online. And then when blogging took off, we turned it into a blog. So it's called the Mango Times because it was originally from my email address, Mango Andy. And I just, you know what, I blog about our family. I blog about the gospel, the church, a lot on homeschooling, and just have a lot of fun with that. And then I kind of got into podcasting. It just interests me. I'm kind of a podcast junkie. So I took off and just started recording things and putting them online. And I'm kind of an all Mac guy, and it's very easy to put up a blog. It's very easy to do a podcast. It's very easy to, as my blog says, quietly make noise. So that's what I do.
It's quietly trying to make noise to be heard above the fray of all those children, right?
Yeah, and it helps.
Exactly.
I make fun of my parents because I love them, but I make fun of life with a big family. We talk just anything crazy that's happened or any funny picture we get, we put up on the Mango Times. So it is a bit of a journal, too. We can look back and say, do you remember those crazy times when, well, we had a few kids and then a lot of kids and then the kids started leaving. So it's a bit of a family journal.
It's really cool. I love your header on here. Wherever did you find this huge fruit stand, and you're standing in front of it. So it's really a really cool blog. So I am definitely going to delve in and check it out. And then you were podcasting, you said, you know, basically for those subscribers that were listening or reading your blog.
Yeah. I just kind of wanted to get into it, and I had some audio I could put up. Kendra and I had recorded a few things at church on the gospel, and so we, you know, I put that into a file, and I put that up just to see if it would work. So I do have the Mango Times podcast is, you know, listed with iTunes, and very few things we put up there. I got interviewed by Homeschool Heartbeat last summer as a homeschool dad, so I took all those files and put them up. And just kind of got my feet wet learning what to do. And I think between the two of us, between our two blogs, we keep, you know, questioning or challenging one another, like, hey, can you do this? And, you know, one of us will do the research, and next thing you know, there's a podcast, or next thing you know, there's a video cast, or you know, Kendra is much more the blogger. She's the power blogger. I blog for three people. So.
I'm sure it's going to be more than that after this podcast, or your friend calls you and says, hey, Kendra, what do you think about doing a podcast? And you asked your husband, and he said, yeah, I'll do it with you. So
exactly.
You never know who you know and what's going to happen. So, Kendra, you have a blog as well, so tell us about that.
I do. My primary blog is called preschoolersandpeace.com, and that was started way back in 2006 because I was asked to do a workshop at a homeschool convention on how to homeschool those older kids with all these little people underfoot, which is really all I've ever known. When we started homeschooling, our oldest was 4, and we had a 2-year-old and a newborn. And now that oldest is 20, and I'm still homeschooling 6 other kids. So really just that whole, how do you do this? How do you manage? How do you actually get them ready for life on the upper end while you're still, you know, scooping Cheerios up off the floor from the little ones? And that's how Preschoolers in Peace grew into the ministry that it is now. So it's been a great platform to reach moms and give some hope, point people back to Jesus.
Right. Well, and I had heard about the blog before I met you, and I met you at a bloggers convention near D.C. A couple of years ago. And so it you know, I met you and I didn't think anything of it, and then I put the two together, you know, so I didn't even get to say, Kendra, you're the Kendra from Preschoolers in Peace, so I could be a fan, you know.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, because when I had my last child and he was 1, my oldest was 20, so I would, when people would say they're yours, and I would say, yeah, what are the odds, 20-1.
Yeah.
So I could only say that for 1 year.
But
yeah, so but you know, it is a juggling act at times, and you know, there's all these different thoughts about, you know, well, don't call it juggling because, you know, the connotation is you drop things. And I'm like, yeah, well, we do drop things when you're trying to do these different things.
Absolutely drop things, yep.
Oh, listen, I was always happy to remember the baby. And I remember one time walking out without the diaper bag, and my friend, who did have quite a few little ones, looked at me incredulously and said, how could you forget the diaper bag? I held up the baby and I said, I remembered him.
You know? Yeah, there you go.
I get brownie points for that. Plus, I knew she'd have diapers, so I wasn't worried.
That's right.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, so you blog about all different kinds of things, and that is so great. And, you know, you're going to bring a lot of experience into your radio show, so I can't wait to talk about that. But we are going to break for just a really quick commercial, and we'll be right back.
Have you ever wanted to pack up the textbooks and quit homeschooling?
Have you ever wanted to just pack up your children?
Let's face it, homeschooling is a buzzkill.
This is Fletch.
And this is Kendra.
On Friday, October 11th at 8 p.m., we're kicking off our new podcast called Homeschooling in Real Life, and we're going to talk about why homeschooling is a buzzkill.
We'd love for you to join us every 2 weeks as we tackle the topics you might not find covered at your local homeschooling convention.
We're going to pull the veil back on Christian homeschooling and confront a few of the sacred cows that homeschoolers continue to worship.
But more importantly, we'll remind our listeners to stay centered on the gospel and to remember the freedom that Christ gives each of us.
Join us October 11th at 8 p.m. Pacific for Homeschooling in Real Life.
Hi, well, my name is Felice Gerwitz, and I am here with Andy and Kendra Fletcher, who are going to be podcasting coming up soon. If you're listening to this in the archives, check our show page at ultimatehomeschoolradionetwork.com and find the homeschooling IRL icon. Click on that, and you will get to their show page, and you'll see their entire schedule. Well, Kendra, you are going to be podcasting along with your husband and talking about a lot of things that I'm sure you're going to be talking about with grace and love, but might be things that most homeschoolers won't want to tackle. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, you know, we've been at this a long time, 16 years, and we've seen a little bit of everything in the homeschool movement. And, you know, some of those things that we've seen are not necessarily positive. And so we're not going to skirt away from those issues. We're going to tackle them head on. But to remind ourselves also of why we're doing what we're doing and whose we are and what he's done for us. And so, yes. Peppering everything with just so much grace and the gospel, covering everything we're talking about, but also saying, look, let's address that elephant that's in the room, or let's talk about these things that we've set up for ourselves as idols, and maybe not just for homeschoolers, but maybe Christians in general, to mm-hmm. some things that we so easily shift our hope to, and think that certain things might be the answer when really Jesus is the only answer. And that first episode we're going to be doing, we've called Homeschooling is a Buzzkill, because I think sometimes as homeschoolers we're afraid to admit that this is hard. It's a difficult path from day to day.
Right, and Fletch, with a little bit I've gotten to know of you, I think there's going to be some humor in your show. Am I right?
Well, Felice, let me tell you, there are those days when I come home from work and, you know, with eight kids, when Kendra's inside the playpen and all the other kids are running around the outside, that's when you know you're homeschooling in real life. And I think those are the types of, those times when I get a call at 2 p.m. and she says, I quit, I'm done homeschooling, you can have all the kids, they'll be ready on the front porch, come get them. And I'm, you know, staring down at a root canal going, I don't even know what to do with that. But what we're going to do is we're going to talk about those times and say, hey, you know what, homeschooling is tough. And instead of just toughening it out and keeping a stiff upper lip, we're going to, on our podcast, say it's okay to say homeschooling is hard. And, and yeah, we're going to do it with a lot of humor. I think from the Mango Times alone, I've spent the last couple years kind of pulling the veil back on Christian homeschooling and pointing out the craziness that we see and that we've seen in our own lives. You know, there were times when we were doing some crazy stuff and we actually thought that homeschooling was the answer for all of life, and avoiding just the, like Kendra said, the we were shifting our hope onto homeschooling. And so just, you know, being honest and real and using humor and at the same time sweeping in with Jesus, so that people know that we're not just poking sticks, but we're actually kind of directing our own selves and our listeners back to the gospel over and over again and keeping that centered.
Oh, that's wonderful. And for those of you that are listening and wondering how you can listen on the podcast, as Fletch told us, he's a podcast junkie and listens to podcasts. And I think you said, not during this show, but another time you were telling me that you listen on the way home. You download them on your phone, and you can listen while you're in the car.
Right. That's actually, we're going to be podcasting every 2 weeks on Friday nights at 8 p.m., and so, you know, most homeschool families don't stop their Friday nights at 8 p.m. and tune into Fletch and Kenj, which you can do. That's totally acceptable. We'll be there for you. However, if you're like me and you're going to listen off hours, you can download it from iTunes. You can download it directly from the website and the Homeschooling
right.
in Real Life page. And that's completely fine. You can listen to it live online or listen to it right from the page. So
Right. There's several different ways you can do it. And so there's nice big RSS feed buttons on the page and an iTunes button. So whatever way you want to grab that, as well as some smartphones apps, you can go to the App Store and get the podcast reader. So you can follow it that way too if you'd like. So there'll be an FAQ page that will have all that information detailed, as well as, you know, for those of you that are a little bit more tech savvy that can do that, you know, just go into iTunes and find the name of the show and you'll see it. And we have, you know, quite a few shows lined up, and some people will be doing them live and others, just like Fletch and Kendra, will be recording them, but they will go out at a specific date and time, so you can count on that and just refresh your feed to get that in. You know, this is something that I wish we had had when I started homeschooling. I'm sure you guys too, you know, to be able to have mentors that are out there that, you know, that are embracing the gospel, love Jesus, and are sharing in a way that is, you know, so today, but really has, you know, the ancient truth that we all, you know, especially those of us that are Christian, love. So not that we are excluding anyone. We welcome anyone to listen in and, you know, and also write in. So you guys have a Facebook page where people can connect with you. So give us that information.
Ken, do you have that?
I do. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/homeschoolingIRL. And then we're also on Twitter at homeschoolIRL.
Great. And as you know, time goes on, there will be more and more coming from these two, I'm sure. And so, you know, I know a lot of the show hosts have hashtags as well, but a lot of times I always have to check out my hashtags. So I don't know if we want to say hashtag IRL until you check that out and see what's out there with that stream. Yeah. So, you know, so let's wait until we figure out what that's going to be. But, you know, any last words as we end this great interview? And I'm so glad we got to see a little snapshot of what it's like at your house. And you are from California. I don't think we said that. So that's one of the reasons that the show is going to be late Eastern time. But like we said, you know, with feeds and things like that, it really doesn't matter. So I think that's great.
Well, I know one thing is because we're going to talk about real life, we really want to hear from listeners. And so either through Twitter or Facebook or directly commenting on our page, if people want to just, you know, tell us where they think we're off the mark or laugh with us or they want us to talk about an elephant in the room that we're missing, that's what we'd love. That would help drive us. We have other segments, but that, you know, listening to our listeners is one of the things we're looking forward to.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, guys, I am sure we're going to hear a lot more from you, and I'm looking forward to your first show launching. I've been blessed to get to hear your preview, so it was really great. So, you know, thanks again for saying yes and being part of our network here, and God bless.
Thanks, Felice.
Thanks so much for joining another episode of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Show. Please connect with me, Felice Gerwitz, and all of our show hosts on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network on Facebook. Until next time, keep smiling.